It's time now for coverage of high school basketball here on your local sports authority, 103.9 FM, KNZA, part of the MSC Sports Radio Network. High school basketball live on our mobile app by downloading it free on the Google Play or Apple Store. Just search for the MSC Radio app. Now, for tonight's play-by-play, we head courtside.
Well, it's a third consecutive night as we broadcast here on KNZA 103.9 FM. We are also queued up on the Sabetha channel, courtesy of MSC Sports, and we got a dandy for you tonight in the 3A classification, a Big East League matchup as St. Mary's plays host to the Sabetha Blue Jays. Alongside Logan Bitterman here with the Sabetha channel, Amanda helping out as well behind the camera. I'm Brandon Tabman here, your play-by-play voice here on KNZA. Broadcast tonight is brought to you by Rainbow Communications. Find them at rainbowtel.net, providing the most reliable internet service in Northeast Kansas. Also, Captain Kirk Kilman, our studio producer, for a third consecutive evening, putting in the Lord's work per usual. Well, let's dive into the pregame as we get set for a rematch between these two teams. That goes back to middle of January, and one meeting between these two, Logan. You were here inside this gym at St. Mary's back on January 10th. Really kind of the difference in the game, talking to some of the Sabetha coaches prior to tonight's game. Well, the Sabetha defense giving up 12 straight points to the Bears right out the gate, and that was kind of the difference. Sabetha would go on to lose that game 65-58 against two fairly evenly matched teams, and you know, that kind of start in that first game for Sabetha kind of loomed large in that loss early in January.
Yeah, and we've seen that with the Sabetha teams, Brandon. You've done a few of them with me. The one thing with the Sabetha boys, it seems like we've kind of seen pretty much all season, you know, with the exception of a couple games where they just, from start to finish, played really well. It seems like they always have a stretch in the game for a few minutes where it just seems like they struggle offensively, but then just out of nowhere for an entire quarter, half, or the rest of the game after that, whatever it is, where they can't miss and they get hot and they try to make a comeback. But that game, the first time around between these two, Sabetha just kind of ran out of time towards the end of the game, only lost by 8, almost down by 20 at one point in that first game between these two teams. But the biggest X factor coming into this one tonight, Brandon, you look at this Big East League, the new league with all these new teams in it, St. Mary's being one of them, obviously, this first year. Look at how well on the boys' side the guard play has been. You've got Kaleem Schmelzley over at Nemaha Central. Roswell's got a really good point guard. But we got two of the best here tonight in the Big East League in a head-to-head matchup between Brady Hurla for St. Mary's and Kyler Winger for Sabetha.
Yeah, it's going to be an exciting matchup again. Winner moves on to the sub-state championship game on Saturday night over in Hiawatha. The other side of this, the other game and semifinal in this 18 bracket is going to be Silver Lake hosting Osage City. So if Silver Lake wins their ball game tonight at home, we're going to see a Big East League sub-state championship game. But again, these two teams, St. Mary's and Sabetha, playing back on January 10th, in which St. Mary's won that game here inside this gym, 65-58. Let's stick with St. Mary's for a minute. Eighth-year head coach Will Spradling. There was a team that got ruled ineligible in the 3A classification, which gave St. Mary's a bye, so they did not have to play a quarterfinal game. Let's see what the gap and the layoff is like for this Bears team that's really good, 16-4. They tied for third in the Big East, but they haven't played since February 24th. You look back, it's over a week and a half, so they didn't have to play a quarterfinal game. Blue Jays were dominant against Osawatomie last Friday, winning that game by 30. So again, a Bears team coming in, I'm not going to say rusty, but again, it's almost been 2 weeks since the last time they played.
Yeah, and that's one thing. You know, you see it on every level, it seems like, especially like, you know, college, and then we get into the high school where when if you're a higher-seeded team and you have so much time off, you kind of struggle a little bit, at least early. At some point, you just kind of run out of gas in the game, or steam, if you will. Again, to your point, we'll have to see how St. Mary's comes into the night, being a week and a half off the last time they played. But, Brandon, they're definitely still focused on basketball. Biggest reason why is last Friday, Sabetha played Osawatomie first round in Sabetha, and Coach Spradling and about four or five of the players on the starting team here tonight were in Sabetha to scout that game between Osawatomie and Sabetha. So they're definitely still focused on basketball. But, again, to your point, how are you going to come into this game? Are you going to come in hot right off the opening tip? Or are you going to struggle a little bit to try to kind of get back into a flow and a rhythm on the court?
Well, the Bears again led by their 6-foot senior guard, Brady Hurla, as Logan mentioned, averaging 18 points per game. And you mentioned the other side for the Blue Jays, 30-point win in their first round on Friday, a team that runs deep. They'll play a lot of guys off the bench, but just pretty balanced across the board. Kyler Winger, the best scorer in terms of points per game at about 13 per, and then you got other guys. LT Thomas, very good at nearly 10 points per game. Of course, Mitchell Kramer, a 7-point per game guy. Again, we talked about it all year, just the Blue Jays' depth and the seniors and the amount of seniors that they have played a lot of minutes in this jersey over the last 3 or 4 years.
Yeah, a lot of players, and you said it, a lot of time on the court. They have a lot of seniors, and pretty much it seems like all starting five, which again tonight is the same way, they're all seniors starting for the Blue Jays here this evening. And, you know, you talked about it, other guys other than like Prince Betha, other guys other than Kyler Winger, you said LT Thomas. LT Thomas, just watching this season, might be the best passer on the Sabetha team. The way he gets the ball inside, looks off defenders, and finds open targets. But here's another matchup to watch, and that's for Sabetha, Tyce Frazee versus Howie Rizak for St. Mary's inside. That battle could be a fantastic one to watch on the inside.
Well, we're just kind of dialing things up. We're set to get you the starting lineups and the opening tip here in the next couple of minutes. Again, alongside Logan Bitterman here with the Sabetha Channel, Amanda behind the camera for the channel, Kirk Hillman in studio, Brandon Tamman with you as well here on KNCA 103.9. Blue Jays come in with a record of 12-9 overall. They finished 6-4 in the Big East. That was good for fifth place. Blue Jays are right now just trying to bounce back from a two-game losing streak prior to that win against Osawatomie last Friday night. We'll step aside for a timeout. Starting lineups coming your way next.
Attention Sabetha residents, Rainbow Communications is expanding its fiber broadband network to your community. Construction is officially set to begin in 2026 on a $4.5 million project that will install nearly 63 miles of state-of-the-art fiber optic cabling. This expansion will bring extremely fast internet speeds up to 2 gigabits per second to over 2,300 homes. This project is part of Rainbow Communications' commitment to fostering economic growth and innovation in Sabetha. Learn more by contacting Rainbow Communications or visit fiber.rainbowtel.com.
Union State Bank is here to help you build your business. Like you, we are thankful to be part of the local community, and USB is fully vested in that community, focused on helping families and businesses succeed. For our fellow local businesses, we offer a variety of commercial account options to fit your needs, from business interest checking to money market and business savings accounts. We have the convenient options to help your business thrive. Stop into one of our 8 convenient locations to talk with our team. Union State Bank, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
Protect the investment in your grass cattle or feeder cattle with a livestock risk protection policy from Kansas Insurance in downtown Sabetha. They teamed up with NAU to provide a policy that works like a put option, but allows you to establish a floor selling price for livestock. Plus, it includes a government cost share like crop insurance. Call Roy today to learn more. Kansas Insurance, downtown Sabetha, 785-284-7611. NAU Country is an equal opportunity provider.
Radio Network. St. Mary's and Sabetha, Class 3A Substate Boys semifinal tonight here at St. Mary's High School. We get you tonight's starting lineups, a rematch from a game on January 10th in which St. Mary's won it by a final count of 65-58. Let's start with the road team as always, the Blue Jays of Sabetha and head coach Josh Wurtenberger. Tyce Frazee, a 6'4 senior, averaging nearly 5 points and 3 rebounds a game. Brody Dieters, a returning starter from a year ago, 6'2 senior at nearly 7 points per game. Blue Jays leading scorer on the wing is Kyler Winger, 6'foot senior at nearly 13 points a contest. LT Thomas, 6'3 senior, 9.5 points per game, leading the team at just out of 4 assists per game. And another guard in the backcourt, Mitchell Kramer, 6'foot senior, 7.2 points per game. So again, for the Blue Jays, Frazee, Dieters, Winger, Thomas, and Kramer. For the Bears of St. Mary's with a record of 16-4, last time out February 24th in a 7-point win against Rossville. They'll go like this here tonight at home. Brady Hurla, sensational guard in the backcourt, 6-foot senior at 18 points per game. Down low, in the post, is Cyprian Jackson, a 6'3 senior at 7 points and 6 rebounds a game. Another guard, sensational guard from the outside, Alex Gallegos, a 6-foot senior, led the Big East in 3-point percentage at 51%. He's averaging 10 points per game. Also, Ben DeVader, another good shooter, 5'10 junior at 13 points per game. And Howie Rezac, the forward, at 6'4 and a senior, averaging 8 points and 7 rebounds per game. So again, for the Bears, it's Hurla, Jackson, Gallegos, DeVader, and Rezac. Bears in the home whites, all road blue uniforms for the Blue Jays here tonight. Win in advance and lose, your season will conclude right here tonight. Silver Lake and Osage City, the other two, battling it out with the 4th teams left. In this sub-state bracket, two teams that win those two games, including ours here tonight, will play on Saturday in Hiawatha for the sub-state championship with a right to go to Hutchinson next week. Again, Amanda behind the camera, Logan alongside, Kurt, Brandon here on KNCA. We are set for 3A boys basketball. Trip to the sub-state title game on the line, the home team Bears. The opening possession from left to right. And here is the 6-foot senior, Brady Hurla, casual into the front court from left to right. Gets a high ball screen from Rezac, dives into the paint, kicks right. Gallegos a three, book it. That did not take long. He led the Big East in three-point percentage this season, and just like that, a 3-0 start for the Bears, 20 seconds into the game. Here are the Blue Jays on their opening possession on offense, going from right to left. Blue Jays average 53 points per game. Bears give it up at 49 points per game, and now LT Thomas on the wing is bumped and fouled. And we get our first whistle of the game, and this one on St. Mary's and Alex Gallegos. 3-0 start for the Bears. LT Thomas will trigger in the inbounds pass, left side of his own backboard. Bouncing it, short corner left, getting in the paint, and a travel is called on Brody Dieters, and the first Blue Jays turnover of the game gives it back to the Bears at 7:28 to go in the first, and the Bears with a 3-0 lead. Blue Jays come out, a little bit of press here in the full court. Working into the front court is Ben DeVader. Has it high left on the wing, goes back into the corner. Gallegos getting into the paint, driving in baseline. DeVader, nice ball fake, steps back along two, got it. That was nicely played by Ben DeVader. Good pass by Gallegos, and a 5-0 start here for the Bears at home. Blue Jays, floater in the lane, that one no good. A rebound for Howie Rezac. The Bears have the momentum to get it up the floor. Here is Gallegos. Kicks it back out. DeVader, deep one. Got it. Ben DeVader, 8 straight points to start. And the Bears out to a roaring start and a quick timeout for the Blue Jays. 6:49 to go in the first. Bears have scored on their first 3 possessions. And a 30-second timeout had to be called. It's brought to you by Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn of Whiting. When it's time for a break, you're looking for that perfect snack at the concession stand.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule.
Try Schlegel's, many flavors of homegrown popcorn. Again, the perfect timeout snack. Well, pretty similar feel here, Logan, as Bears are off to a roaring start. They've hit their first 3 shots, including 2 from behind the arc.
Yeah, and I think we got the answer to what how St. Mary's come out after being off for a week and a half. They came out, and they have found a rhythm offensively to start this game. I think it's aimed for the best. You got to find something offensively back the other way to try to slow the momentum of the St. Mary's team here.
Well, about just a minute 15 into this first quarter, an 8-0 start for the Bears at home. Here is Winger into the front court. Blue Jays need a good possession here. Good crowd, good roars. Cross both sides of the bleachers here tonight at St. Mary's. Here's LT Thomas, 3 steps in front of midcourt, puts it on the dribble, gets to the elbow, facing the basket, now into the corner it goes with Winger. Here's Frazee at the elbow, lost it, bounced back out behind the perimeter by Rezac, who claps in his face. Little momentum on their side defensively. Here's Thomas, left side on the wing, back up top. It is Kramer, drives through some contact, got it up and in off the window. Blue Jays desperately needed that one, and Kramer, the first Blue Jays basket, 8-2 Bears. And about 2 minutes into the game, lengthy possession for the Blue Jays coming up with 2. Here's Hurla on a drive, short corner left, getting in the paint. Rezac, count it, and 1. Howie Rezac, and the Bears have hit their first 4 shots of the game, and now a chance for their first opportunity at the line. Howie Rezac, chance at a 3-point play. Frazee picks up the foul, the Blue Jays first in tonight's game. Rezac, 6'4 senior, 8.7 boards a game. Led the Big East in field goal percentage this season at 65%. His free throw up and good. And the strong start continues for the Bears. They lead it 11-2 We have just passed 2 minutes into this game. There's LT Thomas, a touch left side on the wing. Puts it on the dribble towards the baseline. Left his feet inside. Good pass to Dieters. Ball fake still. Had it knocked away. Ball on the floor. Still on the floor. And I think they're going to get a foul on the Bears here. Thought they were going to get maybe a jump ball, but it will be St. Mary's team foul number two. And this one on Howie Rezac, his first. 5:41 to left, or left to go here in this first quarter of play. The Bears hit their first four shots and are out to an 11-2 lead, and now the Blue Jays turn it over. Or was it deflected out of bounds? It was. Okay, so an official came in, changed the call. It'll still be Blue Jays basketball. That's deflected by St. Mary's down low. LT Thomas to throw it in. Gets it to Kramer in the corner. Now up top to Dieters, left side on the wing. They set it up in the corner. Thomas, a three, gets it to go. Big shot, LT Thomas, his first three tonight. And now Sabetha trailing by six. It's 11-5 at 5:23 to go here in the first. Here's Hurla up top, working on Kramer. Left side pass to Ben DeVader. St. Mary's team got second place at the Thunder Classic back in mid-January. Hurla gets by Thomas. Floater, couldn't get it to go, but a foul called. And free throws coming up for the 6-foot senior guard in Brady Hurla. And that Blue Jays foul on Tyce Frazee, and that is number two. That'll bring up Isaac Carter to the scores table. Hurla's first is good. Straight score is Brady Hurla. His first point tonight, averaging 18 points per game this season. Be shocked if he wasn't a first-team all-league selection here in the Big East. 12-5, 7-point lead. Second by Hurla is good. Bears are 3-for-3 at the line here to start, and they have an 8-point lead at 13-5. They have not missed a shot yet in this game. There's a drive by a winger. Thomas on the wing left where he just canned a triple. Closed out quickly by DeVader. Correction, that was Gallegos. And now Thomas got an entry pass inside. He laid it in for two. 5 of 7 to LT Thomas. And a 6-point lead here for the Bears. It's 13-7. 4:42 to go in the first. Hurla splitting two up top. Floater short. Trying to get his own rebound. And he got it into Rezac up for two. Unfortunate scenario there for the Blue Jays. And it's 15-7. Bears continue. Keep a gap out in front here in the first frame. Right side, it's Mitchell Kramer on the wing. Up top it goes, Brody Dieters. Back right side to Kramer. Nice pass, Thomas. Gets out of some trouble in the paint. Now he's short corner right, and his pass is sailed over the head of Kramer. Has no choice but to let it go out of bounds for another Blue Jay turnover. Couple subs in for the Bears. First time we'll see Zach Summers into the game, and also Killian McCann as well. McCann gets it in. DeVader in the corner. Now on the wing left, it's Summers. Now Hurla, ball faking. Left side, it goes into the corner. Pass inside, it's Summers. Quickly doubled. Oh, wide open. Backside, easy layup. That one's good by Killian McCann. The Bears are scorching hot here in the first quarter. Their lead is 17-7, just past the halfway point in this frame. Blue Jays need to get a bucket here. Stop this momentum by the Bears. Here's Thomas driving, and it's going to be an offensive foul. LT Thomas a little wild on a left wing drive. It'll be the third Blue Jay turnover. Team foul number three on Sabetha. Get another sub in for the Blue Jays. It's going to be Mitchell to check in. Blue Jays team that goes deep. They've played a lot of bodies throughout the course of the year and already digging deep into that bench as the Bears only missed one shot here in the first quarter. They have a 17-7 lead. 3.5 minutes to go. A little bit of a press here, but Hurla into the front court from left to right for St. Mary's. Here's DeVader. Thought about it. Now Hurla in the corner. Closed out. That was Luke Renier, who's into the game now for the Blue Jays as well. Here is Summers up top, whistle, and a 3-second call in the lane is going to be a turnover by the Bears as Cyprian Jackson couldn't quite get out of the paint in time. So the Blue Jays get a stop. Down 10, 3:17 to go in this first quarter. Right now at the basketball, it's Winger. Guarded by Finn DeVader, going coast to coast. Missed the shot, fighting for the rebound. It's Cyprian Jackson. Here's Hurla. Into the front court now. DeVader, right side on the wing, puts it on the dribble. Back up top to Hurla. Blue Jays going man-to-man here. Hurla getting by a defender in the paint. Lost control, picked up by the Blue Jays. And a turnover by the Bears. Back into the front court here. Mitchell, left side, baseline drive. Gets to the block, turning back out into the corner with Isaac Harder. Harder inside, Renier through contact. LT Thomas, right wing triple, off the heel, hit the rim, and fell off, no good. Cyprian Jackson, another rebound. Here's DeVader, right side on the wing. 2.5 minutes to go in the first. Bears with the ball, leading by 10. Blowing down the pace. Jackson sets a screen. Hurla going left. DeVader, deep three, in and out, no good. And a rebound collected by Winger for the Blue Jays. Blue Jays have gotten some stops. They have not been able to get some buckets here, but they set it up beautifully. Backside pass and a layup good for Isaac Harder. 17-9, the lead trimmed to 8 for the Bears. 2 minutes to go here in the first. These two teams play back on January 10th inside this gym, in which the home team Bears won at 65-58. Trip to the sub-state championship game at Hiawatha on the line for Saturday night. Here's DeVader, right wing, thought about it. Had it knocked away. Good defense that time by Winger. Vader's pass up top to Zach Summers. Couple steps in front of midcourt, working on LT Thomas. Hands it right back to DeVader in between the rings out high. 90 seconds to go in this first quarter. Hurla in the paint, gathering, missed a shot from close distance, and a rebound cleared away by Harder. Blue Jays get another stop. Can they get a bucket here? They are down 17-9. Here's a touch by Renier, knocked away. Good defense by Jackson. Harder backside, and he missed it. Trying to fight for his own rebound, and a foul's called. Boy, point-blank opportunity, as Harder had one on the previous possession that went in. That one did not, but he was fouled on the play. And that one on Cyprian Jackson, his first team third. Both teams will bring on some substitutions. Kramer back in, also Dieters for the Blue Jays. It's a non-shooting foul. Kramer will throw it in. And was trying to get it into Micah Lang, and he lost it. Picked up by Herland, a Blue Jays turnover. 4 turnovers here in the first quarter by Sabetha. 17-9, the Bears have it with the lead. 1 minute to go here in the first. Here's Gallegos with it, backing out into the left corner. Now works to the wing, bounces to Hurla. He gets one up, and it's an air ball. Rizak, strength and numbers, and he nearly got an and one to fall. Offensive rebound for Howie Rizak, and he's going to the line to shoot 2. 4th team foul against the Blue Jays. And that foul was on Reed Mitchell. That is his first. Rizak back to the line. 5 points, couple of rebounds here. And he knocks in the first free throw. And he's got 6 of the 18 Bears points. 50 seconds to go here in the first quarter. 18-9, Bears leading. Chance to get it back to 10 with 1 more free throw to come. That one's good. Bears are 5-for-5 from the line here in the first period. And the lead back to 10. 19-9 Bears at 46 seconds and counting here in the first. Kramer into the front court, hands it off to Dieters, gets in the paint. Nice pass with an assist. Easy bucket from Micah Lang. 19-11 Bears. 34 seconds to go here in the first. Here's Summers. Had it tipped away out of bounds. Good deflection there by Dieters. Get a quick sub in here for the Bears. That is DeVader, who's going to check back in. He will take the spot of Killian McCann. 29 seconds to go here in this opening quarter. A 19-11 start. Bears by 8 with the ball. Here's Hurla on the wing right, backing it up, resetting. Man-to-man defense right now. He's being guarded by Dieters. See if they play for the final shot. Hurla gets to the free throw line. DeVader thought about it from NBA range. Instead, he'll settle it down. And we're down to 10 seconds. Hurla right in front of midcourt. Wants a ball screen, not using it. Again, good defense by Dieters. 5 seconds to go. Hurla deep, straight on 3. Nearly banked it in. Rebound for the Blue Jays. And that's going to take us to the end of the first period. Well, a very scorching start on offense for the Bears. Blue Jays fought back, but right now it's a 19-11 Bears lead at home. You're listening to high school basketball here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you the flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with HCC Online. Plus, Highland Community College offers very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. Close to home, but far from debt. With a local choice, Highland Community College.
Life is loud, chaotic, hilarious, and occasionally peaceful. Your life fits you, so why settle for life insurance that fits someone else? At Shelter Insurance, our local agents help you design a personal protection plan backed by award-winning customer service. We're your shield. We're your shelter. Shelter Life Insurance Company, Columbia, Missouri.
See Dan Lears in Hiawatha or Don Fate in Holton for a free insurance review.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Start of the second quarter here at St. Mary's. The Sabetha Blue Jays trailing the Bears 19-11. Blue Jays get a good look inside. Dieters couldn't convert. Howie Rizak, his third rebound of the half. And now the Bears have their first possession of the second quarter with Hurlett into the front court from left to right. Here's DeVader on the wing left, backing it out. They want Rizak on top. Steps in the lane, a lot of contact through that shot, no good. Missed left side off the rim, and a rebound for Brody Dieters and the Blue Jays. Here's Kramer in the corner. Goes baseline, quickly cut off with strength by Rizak. Back up top here, they'll reset. Winger now, Kramer, short corner left. Dieters with the basketball, Bears going man-to-man here. Just getting going, second quarter. Blue Jays down 8, 19-11. Kramer a pull-up J, that missed everything but backboard. And a strong rebound for Howie Rizak. Not a great look there in the corner. Summers tees one up and a little bit strong on a three. And now Winger wants to push. Here for the Blue Jays. Two on three. Numbers not favoring the Blue Jays. Here's Lang. Little ball fake. Shot up off the window. Good. Micah Lang, his second basket. He's got four. And it's down to six. 19-13 Bears. 6:40 to go in the first half. Here's Hurla. In between the rings, out high. Going between the legs with the dribble. Right side, Ben DeVader. They spin it down low on the block. It's lost, and bodies hit the floor. Picked up by Summers. Or correction, that was DeVader, who then got it back to Summers. And now it's tipped at midcourt, and the Blue Jays get a steal. Kramer had it knocked away in transition, but the Blue Jays will keep it on the turnover by St. Mary's, just their third here in the first half. Cyprian Jackson back into the game here for St. Mary's. Summers will get a breather for Will Spradling and the Bears. Here's Dieters on the entry pass. Hands it off to LT Thomas, working top, driving left. Off-balance shot, hit the rim, fell off, no good. Tipped into the hands of Dieters. Nice ball fake, driving in, kicks it left. Thomas now a ball fake, baseline drive, gets it in the paint. A lot of bodies in there, still tipped around, picked up by Lang. Right-handed floater drops in. How about the start for Michael Lang? He's got six in three baskets. 19-15, we're back to a four-point game. 5:50 to go here in the first half. Blue Jays on a run here. They've scored the first 4 points here in this second period. Hurla on a drive to the rack. Shot, no, trickled off the rim on a right-handed floater and a rebound inside by Dieters. Chance to get a little bit closer. Here's Kramer looking back door. Nothing there. Resets up top right side on the wing. Dribbles back top of the key. Hands it off there to Winger. 19-15 Bears, 5:22 and counting first half. Here's Dieters with it, guarded by Jackson, both guys wearing jersey number 4. Going to work on Jackson, dumps it inside, Lang gets rejected at the rim, but a foul called. Two shots coming up here for Micah Lang, the 6'1 junior, who's the story right now for this Blue Jays offense. And they did get that foul on Cyprian Jackson, that is his second. And the first foul on either side in the second period. Lang's first is good. How about 7 first half points for Micah Lang, averaging just 4 points a game coming in. A 64% foul shooter as well. And he has gotten the Blue Jays to within 3 at 19-16. Lang's second. That one rattles out, no good. Rebound for the Bears. So a three-point game. Five straight points here to start the quarter for the Blue Jays have cut into this deficit. Man-to-man defense right now for the Blue Jays. Hurla around the screen, right side to Bader, open, couldn't get it to go. And a backside rebound for Micah Lang. Blue Jays can tie it with a three. 4:50 to go in the half. Both teams mainly are going to run man-to-man. Right side pass from Mitchell. Into the corner it goes with Frazee, who picked up two early fouls. And Frazee's baseline drive, he's cut off. And it's deflected out of bounds, but it stays here with the Blue Jays, as we'll see Isaac Carter come back into the game. And an ice ovation for Micah Lang. Played some good minutes here. Leading scorer right now for the Blue Jays. LT Thomas, entry pass to Harder. Here's a curl. A lot of contact, no call. It's deflected back out to Reed Mitchell, and he'll drive in, float one up, no good. Fighting for the rebound is Winger. He got it, then he had it knocked away, and a turnover by the Blue Jays. Five turnovers now for Sabetha. Here's Hurla, hesitates, in the lane. Right-handed shot is good. A little bit of English on it for Brady Hurla. He's got four. That's his first field goal, and it's 21-16 Bears. 4:12 to go in the half. Here's LT Thomas with it. On the dribble, wants to go all the way. Count it, and one. LT Thomas. And if that's Cyprian Jackson, that's going to be his third, but it's going to be on Gallegos, his second. LT Thomas has matched Micah Lang with 7 points here. Chance at a three-point play. As a substitution is in, it's going to be Killian McCann. And replacing Alex Gallegos. 21-18, our score. It was all Bears early, but the Blue Jays have slowly chipped away here in the second quarter. The free throw is pure by LT Thomas, and he leads all scorers right now with 8. Just north of 4 minutes to go in this first half. And a substitution, Winger is out. Mitchell Kramer is back in for Sabetha. Cyprian Jackson will throw it in. Blue Jays showing some pressure here in the full court. Now DeVader gets the entry pass. Blue Jays back it off a touch. DeVader into the front court, cross the midcourt line. Works it left side. Cyprian Jackson on the wing. Back up top to Hurla. 21-19, our score. Bears by two with the ball. Just past the halfway point of the second quarter. Here's Hurla. LT Thomas, there's a steal. Turnover by the Bears. 2-on-1. Kramer, shot good. Assist by LT Thomas. Kramer is second basket. We are tied at 21-21. Blue Jays have erased a 10-point deficit here in the first half. Good showing by the Sabetha students, in which you can see on your screen right now on the Sabetha channel. Mitchell playing good defense, working with the basketball to Bader, left side on the wing, guarded by Mitchell. They get it to Hurla in the corner. He's right now guarded by Renier, wants to go to work. Renier playing some good defense, had it knocked away. Rizak gets it back, puts up a shot, no, but a foul on the floor. Boy, the Sabetha students loving the defense there by Luke Renier. One of the best guards in the state, and Brady Hurla. They got that foul on Harder, his first, and team foul number one here in the quarter for the Blue Jays. Here's the Bader. Now right side pass. This is Killian McCann driving in, kicking left. The Bader, ball fake, 17-footer. Swish. Ben DeVader, he's a shooter. Simple as can be there, and he's got 7 points. It's 23-21 Bears. Now whistle it a foul here on the perimeter against the Bears. Is it going to be on Hurla? It is, and that's his first in team foul number 3. A couple subs in for the Blue Jays. Kyler Winger's back in. Brody Dieters as well. Thomas and Mitchell getting seats on the Sabetha bench. 2:51 until halftime. 23-21 is our score. Bears by two. They want Renier over the top. Lost it. Out of bounds. Last touch by the Bears. Now from the side out, they go underneath as Kramer will throw it in. Kramer looking, bouncing it in, shot up and good. That was Isaac Carter, or correction, that was Winger with his first bucket. It's 23-23, 2:40 to go in the half. Blue Jays were down by 10 multiple times here so far in this game, and they have wiped that away cleanly. 23-23 tie. DeVader, left side on the wing, shovels it. Rizak, right hand, good. Nice turn and nice finish by Howie Rizak. He's got nine, his first bucket of the quarter. 25-23 Bears, and now a foul at midcourt on Killian McCann, who was reaching in a little bit. Logan, that's the last foul to give for the Bears at 2:18 to go in the half. Blue Jays in the bonus the rest of the way.
Yeah, that too. If you're special, the biggest thing, you've seen St. Mary's knocking down free throws. If you get there, you have to do it.
Renier is out, and Micah Lang back in. A little bit smaller of a lineup here for the Blue Jays. They try to go over the top. They get it to Lang. A little English with the left hand. Micah Lang, he's going ham in the first half. He's got nine. 25-25, 2:07 to go in this frame. Here's DeVader with it up top, working on Kramer, gets to the elbow, back down to the wing. Good man-to-man defense here by the Blue Jays. Now Herla, right side, bouncing it. Rizak, he's triple-teamed. Didn't matter, he got a shot up, but a foul called. And they're going to say it's on the floor, just the second team foul by the Blue Jays. And then they get Kyler Winger here, I think they did. That's going to be his first. Here in tonight's game, 1:55 to go in the half, 25-25, we're deadlocked. Good pace, good energy, both sides. Here's DeVader trying to find someone to throw it into, and gets it off into the corner with Summers. DeVader wide open, can't do it, but he couldn't make Sabetha pay. It was halfway down and out, and a rebound for Kramer. Blue Jays can take the lead on this possession here. Here's Lang, right side, Dieters on the wing, hesitates in the lane, Lang underneath, layup good. Micah Lang, 11 points, he's got 9 in the quarter, Logan. 27-25 and a timeout for the Bears. Will Spradling has seen enough, and the Sabetha faithful, every single one of them on the far side of the floor on their feet. Timeout brought to you by Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn of Whiting. Time for a break. You're looking for that snack in the concession stand or in your own living room. Try Schlegel's many flavors of homegrown popcorn. Perfect timeout snack. Well, early on it was all Bears. Right now, Logan, it is all Sabetha. They have wiped away a 10-point deficit and lead this game by 2 points late in the first half.
Yeah, and Micah Lane, he is. It's kind of been his quarter for the Sabetha side. And you said it, Micah Lane, Joseph Jr. For the Blue Jays. Getting a lot of playing time this season. He's going to kind of be the, I guess we want to say, star next season. He's going to be the guy that takes over and be the leader for this Sabetha team. So definitely got to kind of get a rhythm going before next season starts. How about this game as well? Brandon, 16-8. Perry LeCompton up on top over Santa Fe Trail after one quarter play.
Big East has shown out tough here in the sub-state tournament. We got two battling it out with their seasons on the line. Herla out of the timeout. Nearly banked in a running floater, but off the miss, a rebound for Dieters. Dieters has not scored, but he has collected 5 rebounds. There's a missed 3 by Kramer, and now a foul on the rebound attempt. What hustle by Kyler Winger, and he's going to shoot 2. Well, he came flying in for that rebound. The Bears will have Rizak pick up his second foul. Kyler Winger, the 6-foot senior, leading scorer for the Blue Jays at 13 a game. First free throw is good. Swish. 69.4% at the line this season. That one was pure. Lead is 3 for the Blue Jays, 28-25. And the second on the way, that one is good. 4 in the quarter for Kyler Winger. And the largest lead for the Blue Jays here in this half, it's 29-25. 1:16 to go. This quarter's been dominated by the road team Blue Jays tonight. Here's Herla into the front court. Bears have only scored 6 points in this quarter, and we have played nearly 7 minutes. Here's Herla up top. Right side, Summers with it. Looking left and gets it back to Herla. Right side to Vader. Closed down by Thomas. Right side pass to Herla. Good defense. Blue Jays have gone zone here. LT Thomas. Or they might be. Nope, they are zone. 2-3 variety. Here's Cyprian Jackson looking for a backdoor pass, and he missed Summers and threw it away. 5 turnovers by the Bears. All the momentum right now to Sabetha as Mitchell Kramer checks back into the game. 41 seconds to go here in the half. They can play for the final shot if they would like.
And that's probably what Coach Josh Hornberg is telling them to do is, hey, let's play for the last shot. We have the lead. Let's go to halftime with the momentum.
Here's LT Thomas, right side on the wing, not using the dribble. Lang in the corner. Up top to Kramer on the wing right. right in front of midcourt into the hands of Kyler Winger. 25 seconds to go. LT Thomas pulls up in the face of Hurley. Missed everything on the three and a backside rebound by DeVader. And now it's still lost. Kramer picks it up. Shot might have been partially blocked. And there's going to be a foul on Sabetha here. Boy, Sabetha had a couple looks there. But it's going to ultimately go the other way with 13 seconds left in the half. The Blue Jay foul on Mitchell Kramer, his first. Here is DeVader. 10 seconds to go here in the half. Bears have been cold here in this second quarter. 5 seconds. Here's Hurla diving in. Gets in the lane all the way. Scoop shot. It was good, but he's called for a travel with 2 seconds left in the half. Blue Jays have to throw it in. Opposite side of their bucket. Just 2 seconds. You got time for a catch. Maybe one dribble at most. Let's see if the Blue Jays can get a shot up towards the bucket before the half. Let's see what they got drawn up here by head coach Josh Wurtenberger in his second season at the helm. What a second quarter by the Blue Jays here. They get it into Winger. One dribble from 70 feet. It hits the side of the backboard. No good. But the Blue Jays dominate quarter number two, and they lead St. Mary's on the road at the break. Our score at halftime, Sabetha 29, St. Mary's 25. Halftime show brought to you by Highland Community College. Close to home, far from dead. Find them online at highlandcc.edu. More after a time here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Specialized healthcare services. Look no further than Sabetha Community Hospital's outpatient clinic. We offer a wide range of specialties right here in your local community. From dermatology to pain management to cardiology, you can access top-notch care without having to travel to the city. Call 785-284-1552 for more information or visit our website at sabethahospital.com. We're committed to keeping quality healthcare close to home. Sabetha Community Hospital Outpatient Clinic. Your health, our priority.
Farmers and stockmen, we know you are always looking to the future. This is Troy from GN Bank asking, are you ready to improve your bottom line? Where others see stumbling blocks, we see opportunity. We have the people and products to serve your needs. We want relationships, not just accounts. We provide trusted resources, top-level service, and an ease of access that sets us apart. Let's talk about how GN Bank can serve your needs now and into the future. GN Bank, member FDIC.
Kime TS of Sabetha is a local, family-owned trucking company with more than 65 years' experience. With 200 of the best drivers in the business, Kime offers the most competitive benefits in the industry with a priority of keeping all drivers safe and comfortable. Visit KimeTS.com to learn more. Kime Trucking of Sabetha. We make it happen.
When your vehicle, truck, or trailer has a problem, there's only one place that will fix it right and fast, and that's Floyd's Truck Repair. With their experienced staff along with their parts and equipment, they can fix any problem and get you back on the road in a jiffy. That's Floyd's Truck Repair at the junction of Highway 75 and 36 south of Sabetha.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you the flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with HCC Online. Plus, Highland Community College offers a very affordable rate and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. Close to home, but far from debt. With a local choice, Highland Community College.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Dominant second quarter by the Blue Jays here on the road. Sabetha leading St. Mary's at the half, 29-25. We're dialed in on 103.9 KNZA, also on the Sabetha channel, courtesy of MSC Sports. Kirk Kilman in studio, Logan, Amanda helping out with the channel. I'm Brandon Tabman. Well, again, it was all Bears in that first quarter. They had a 10-point lead on multiple occasions. They led it 19-11 at the end of the first quarter, but Logan, the Blue Jays ramp it up on both ends of the floor and outscored the Bears 18-6 in quarter number two. And right now on the road, hostile ground, they lead it 29-25.
Yeah, and this is a big game, obviously, for both of these teams. And, Brandon, we looked at the Big East League going into it and kind of what was it going to be like on the – obviously, we had football season, volleyball and all that. Now we get in the basketball season. What is it going to be like come basketball? And the boys' side of things, there's a lot of good teams. A lot of teams that can easily reach the state tournament. And we got two of them here tonight. Again, you know, you have it marked on here. Sabetha lost 8-8 the last time these two teams matched up back in mid-January here in St. Mary's on this same court. And exactly like I said in that game, Brandon, Sabetha had a stretch where they kind of, you know, didn't look like themselves, didn't really play very well, kind of got down big. Well, we saw it again here. St. Mary's got up 8-0 quickly, and then boom, Sabetha hit a switch, flipped it, and now they're up by 4 at the halftime break. Biggest thing, you got 2 more quarters to go. So if you're Sabetha, you can't come out and kind of feel good where you're at, because St. Mary's, Brady Hurley, you got it on here, 18 points a game. He's only at 4. So you got to expect him to maybe start heating up here down the stretch. Obviously, Gallegos, leading 3-point percentage. Again, if he starts heating up in the second half, so this is going to be a game where nobody's going to really have a say who's going to be the winner until the final buzzer sounds.
Well, the Blue Jays had 11 first-half points from Micah Lang, 9 of those in the second quarter. They also got 8 points from LT Thomas. They got 4 apiece from Kyler Winger and Mitchell Kramer, and then 2 points as well from Isaac Carter. Bears got 9 points and 4 rebounds in the first half from Howie Rizak. They got 7 from Ben DeVader. They got 4 from Brady Hurla. They got 3 from Alex Gallegos. And they got 2 points from Killian McCann. The Bears, 6 turnovers, 9 rebounds. They were 5-for-5 at the line. Blue Jays, 5 turnovers, 13 rebounds. And they were 4-of-5 at the free throw line. Stats are brought to you by the Optimized Tax Management Group, providing the help you need when you need it. Visit member firms, Holton Tax Services in Holton. That's Mike Tanking, Kay Onler, Michelle Callison, or any K-Tax Services in Whiting with Jacob Yinks and Courtney Brockoff. Sabetha leads it at the half, 29-25. More after a timeout here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Rainbow Communications is expanding its fiber broadband network to your community. Construction is officially set to begin in 2026 on a $4.5 million project that will install nearly 63 miles of state-of-the-art fiber optic cabling. This expansion will bring extremely fast internet speeds up to 2 gigabits per second to over 2,300 homes. This project is part of Rainbow Communications' commitment to fostering economic growth and innovation in Sabetha. Learn more by contacting Rainbow Communications or visit fiber.rainbowtel.net.
Hi, this is Dan Winger, store director at Garrett Country Mart in Sabetha. Our staff would like to invite you to visit our website at mycountrymart.com. Check out our weekly ad, download digital coupons, and sign up for our weekly email-only specials. Then come visit our store on Old Highway 75 in Sabetha. We think you'll love our friendly hometown service. Come see us at Garrett Country Mart in Sabetha. Good food, good experience, people.
The answer is yes, SBS.
Are you going in for a layup against your current insurance provider and you just can't seem to make the basket? Stop by your local SBS insurance office and we'll develop the best play to get you the slam dunk of coverage for all of your insurance needs.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
Berwick Oil Company, proud to serve ag producers in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri. Since 1928, when a group of farmers wanted to buy fuel at discount prices, Berwick has expanded to meet the needs of customers. Bulk deliveries available throughout the area, selling lubricants, fuel, propane, and diesel, and operating Cinex fuel and convenience stores in Sabetha, Hiawatha, and Troy, Kansas. Berwick Oil also has a distribution location in Stella and Humboldt, Nebraska, and is the area's premier oil company, offering contracts and services year-round. Contact Berwick Oil Company, where you, the customer, are the owner.
Hello, my name is Sarah Lukert, and I am a certified health coach at Lukert Chiropractic and Wellness. My specialty is teaching our patients not only how to eat well, move well, and think well, but setting up practical, simple plans to eat clean, exercise responsibly, and remain accountable to their wellness goals. Health goals are so much easier to attain when you have someone to coach you along the way. Call Lukert Chiropractic and Wellness in Sabetha at 284-0088 for your free consultation today.
The teams are in the locker room making their halftime adjustments. Is it time to make some adjustments to your tax preparation needs? If so, consider a member of the Optimized Tax Management Group. Our member firms provide year-round tax planning and availability to answer your questions. Visit Mike Tanking, Kay Onler, and Michelle Callison at Holton Tax Services in Holton, or Jacob Yinkst and Courtney Brockoff at NEK Tax Services in Whiting. The Optimized Tax Management Group, providing the help you need when you need it.
This is the Highland Community College Halftime Show on Kansaland Radio. Catch a break with Highland Community College. Transferable, affordable, and accessible. Log on to highlandcc.edu. From here, you can go anywhere.
ready to start the second half here at St. Mary's tonight. The home team Bears got rattled in that second quarter by the road team Blue Jays. Sabetha 29, St. Mary's 25. Trip to the sub-state title game on the line for Saturday night in Hiawatha. Kirk Kilman in studio, Brandon, Logan, Amanda with you all here on the channel and KNCA. Well, let's talk about keys to the second half. You kind of touched up on it. The leading scorers for the Bears, they are well under their averages here. You might expect some of those numbers to kind of get closer to the averages. Expect the Bears to go on a flurry at some point. And then on the other side, the Blue Jays, whenever the Bears do that, you got to take the punch and be ready for it.
Yeah, and you kind of just look at it for Sabetha. Michael Lane, the second quarter was basically his. I mean, he just
scored the Bears by himself.
I mean, it didn't matter what he did in the second quarter. He was finding easy looks, getting the ball to go in the hoop in the second quarter. Biggest thing, you know, you just said it. I know I said it a little bit earlier here at the halftime break for St. Mary's side of things. Their top scorers haven't really gotten going yet. And you said it at the beginning of the broadcast, Brandon. How would St. Mary's come out being off for a week and a half? Would they come out, you know, rusty? Would they come out on fire? They started out 8-0, just like the last time these two teams played. Sabetha came back. Obviously, the last time it was a little bit too late for the Blue Jays. This time, they find themselves with the lead to start this second half. Again, biggest thing, you've got to keep the offensive side of the ball going. You got to get drives into the hoop and get easy baskets, if not go to the foul line. And defensively, you got to make sure you stay inside the passing lanes and don't give up easy looks.
And the halftime show is brought to you by Highland Community College. Here we go. It's the start of the second half at St. Mary's tonight. Bears down 4 with the opening possession going now from right to left. Right now with the basketball, it is Gallegos up top. Is DeVader, ball fake, kicks it up, Cyprian Jackson, he'll put it on the dribble, get to the rack, his shot, little wild, no good, and a rebound for Kyler Winger, his fifth rebound here tonight, and a stop defensively by the Blue Jays, and now their first opportunity on offense, and a pass inside, tipped, Kramer, ball fake, shot up and good, Mitchell Kramer, the first points of the second half, largest lead here for the Blue Jays at 31-25, we have played 40 seconds in this third quarter. Here's DeVader with it. Up top to Herla. Right wing on the big blue SM on that right wing of the floor. Nice ball fake. DeVader gets around Thomas. At the free throw line, his pass tip nearly taken away. But Gallegos gets it back. He'll reset. Here's DeVader left side. Bouncing it in the paint. Rezac shot up. No good. A little bit of contact there. No call. Frazee the rebound for the Blue Jays. 31-25 Sabetha. Just past a minute into this third period. Sub-state semifinal matchup at St. Mary's tonight. Nice ball fake by Thomas. Gets around. Beautiful pass. And the shot is good. Ty Frazee gets it in from LT Thomas. 33-25 Blue Jays. Herla gets in the lane. Floater. No good, but a foul. And he's going to shoot two. So Herla is going to go to the line. He's been held in check tonight. Just 4 points so far. And the first Blue Jay foul, that's going to be on Frazee. That'll be his third. No move by Wurtenberger on the bench. Frazee will stay out there for now with the three fouls. Hurley's first free throw is up and in. He is now 3-for-3 at the line tonight. And there is the sub. Little late call, but Isaac Carter will check in. Frazee been saddled up tonight with that foul trouble, but his teammates have been helping him out throughout. 33-26. Hurley's got one more freebie to come. That's on the way, and that one rattles in there. He's 4-for-4 at the line and has 6 points, 33-27 Blue Jays, 6.5 minutes to go in the third. Right across midcourt, it was Harder, got the ball and shuffled the feet, and that is the sixth turnover by the Blue Jays via the travel. Bears get it back down 6, far sideline. They get it into Ben DeVader. Gets it into the front court from right to left. Hands it off to Herla up top. Not quite 2 minutes into this third period. It was all Bears in the first quarter. It's been all Blue Jays since. Here's Herla. Great ball fake. Steps back. Deep three. Book it. Well, we talked about Herla heating up. He has got 9 now in the game. His first triple, and it's 33-30. And the Blue Jays turn it over on the inbound pass. Momentum swinging back to the home team Bears, and a timeout for Josh Wurtenberger. It's a 30, so we'll keep it right here. And our timeout brought to you by Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn of Whiting. Logan Bitterman alongside Brandon Tabman, Kirk Kilman. We have seen some good basketball here tonight so far, good sir.
Yeah, and there's a bunch of other good games going on around the area. Obviously, we just saw it. The halftime break, Silver Lake was on top over Osage City in their game. Perry LeCompton was in the lead by two over Santa Fe Trail in that one as well. So a lot of good games. And Brandon, how awesome would it be? Obviously, whoever wins this game, Silver Lake would win over Osage City, and then you've got Perry LeCompton could hold on in their game. And then the other one is Riverside Bishop Ward. If Riverside would get the win, you'd have three teams, Sabetha, St. Mary's, whichever one, Silver Lake, and Perry, who are all in the same league, and then a former league team with Perry and Sabetha in Riverside, who could all meet at Hiawatha on Saturday.
Well, it's a lot to dissect and still a lot to figure out here, but we got 6 minutes to go in the third. Out of the timeout, Rezac, post touch, turnaround shot, no, fighting for his own rebound, tipped out to the perimeter, and it's picked up by Winger. Winger working up the floor, picked up by Harder, up top Dieters. Dumps it into the corner, Kramer. Great ball fake. Trying to work around Rezac. Got around Rezac. Missed the layup. Tipped into the air. Good hustle by Harder for the offensive rebound. Second chance opportunity here for the Blue Jays, leading by three. Here's LT Thomas. Nice bounce pass. Harder to the rack. No good, but a foul. Harder to the line. They'll get Ben DeVader with his first foul. Free throws coming up here for the 6'4 senior, Isaac Harder, who is a 75% foul shooter this season. As a team, the Blue Jays hit it at a 59% clip, and that one perfect by Harder. 3 points, couple of rebounds for him tonight so far. 5:32 to go in quarter number three. Blue Jays leading it 34-30. Second on the way. That one's good, too. So Harder goes 2 for 2. And Dieters is out. Substitution in here is Luke Renier, big body senior in. Down low for the Blue Jays, who lead it by 5. St. Mary's and DeVader into the front court from right to left. Summers now a touch on the wing right. Here's a baseline drive. Little floater. Nice touch off the window by Ben DeVader, who's got 9. 35-32 Blue Jays. 5:13 to go here in the third. Here's Kramer. Stops at the elbow. Back up top it goes. This is Kyler Winger. Bears going man-to-man here. Here's Thomas around Hurla. Gets a pass off into the corner. Hot step. Shot on the way. Short. Tipped in the air. Fighting for it. Bears have it. It's Summers. And now Renier comes away with a steal. Turnover by the Bears. Here is Kramer. A three off the front rim. No. And a fight for the rebound. I think they're going to get Rezac with this one, as it was Winger who was knocked to the floor. That's going to be number three on Howie Rezac. That's going to bring back Cyprian Jackson. Micah Lang checking in. Also going to see Reed Mitchell back into the game as well for the Blue Jays. 4:46 to go, quarter number three. Blue Jays 35, Bears 32. Renier, left corner on the inbounds pass by Thomas. Here's Mitchell's first touch of the quarter. Now Thomas, left corner, works it back to the wing. Up top, Mitchell has the dribble, not using. Now Thomas, left wing. He'll go a couple times, dribbling to his left. Cut off short corner left. Now skips a pass to Mitchell. Tees up a right corner. Three, bottom. Reed Mitchell from downtown. Just a 17% three-point shooter. And the lead is 6 at 38-32 at 4:20 to go in the third. Here's Hurla. Good defense right now by the Blue Jays. Into the corner. Nice ball fake. Stepping back. Not a shot there. DeVader way downtown. Swish. Ben DeVader from NBA range on the right wing. He's got 12. His second triple on a foul. He is going to be called, I believe, against Ben DeVader, and that's going to be his second. And team foul number three in the quarter. Exactly 4 minutes to go in this third. A three-point Blue Jays lead. They have the ball. It's 38-35. Here's Winger into the front court. Now Thomas a touch, left side. Now Lang in the corner, puts it on the dribble, baseline drive, gets to the block, cut off, turns around, puts it up and in. Through contact, Micah Lang with 13 in the game. And the Blue Jays by 5, 40-35 at 3:39 to go in the quarter. Here's Hurla, puts it on the dribble, driving, kicking, left side three. Gallegos a little bit strong. Backside rebound by Summers. I think they get him with the foul.
Yep, shoved off on Kramer trying to go for the board.
So Summers picking up the foul. It's the final foul to give. It's team foul number four. It's Still 3.5 minutes to go in this quarter. Blue Jays with the ball back, leading by 5.
This is where, if you're the best offensively, one thing you might have to look at is trying to drive in and see if you can't get an easy basket or maybe get that fifth foul quickly here.
Here's LT Thomas on the wing right, and they get him for a travel. So an unforced turnover by the Blue Jays. This is just their 8th turnover in the game. The Bears get it back, 3:20 to go, trailing the Blue Jays by 5. It's 40-35. Bears had a 19-11 lead at the end of one. Blue Jays dominate the second, led it by 4 at the half. They lead it by 5 currently, just north of 3 minutes to go in this third. Perla right side it goes. Gallegos to touch. Now to Bader. Get it into the corner. Herla a 3. Front rim no. Tipped. Backside. Rebound. Kyler Winger. Winger's got 7 rebounds to go along with 4 points. Winger works in. To his left. Lost it. Now Thomas has it. Ball faking. Left wing. Spinning. Gets to the free throw line. Back door. Lang to the rack. Missed the shot. Renier's right there. And it's either a foul or a travel. And they're going to get a foul called. That's going to put Renier to the line for 2. Might have got away with one there. But nonetheless, team foul number 5. And foul number 2 on Zach Summers. Here's Luke Renier at the strike for 2. Just a 39% free throw shooter is 6'5 senior Luke Renier. Trying to add to this 5-point lead. His first freebie is good. How about that? Big shot, Luke Renier. His first point tonight, 41-35 Blue Jays. His second is good. How about it? 39%. Didn't certainly look like it there. He goes 2 for 2 and gets a nice ovation from the Blue Jays crowd. 42-35. The lead is 7 for the Jays. 2:44 to go here in the third. Bears get it back, working into the front court, far sideline with Ben DeVader. Guarded by Mitchell. Jackson sets him a screen. DeVader a 3. Yes. If you're Mitchell, you can't go under that screen. And now 15 in the game for Ben DeVader. 42-38. It's down to 4. Nice pass. Layup good. LT Thomas, another assist. And the bucket there by Winger. He's got 6 in the game. That's the lead currently. 44-38 Blue Jays. 2:14 to go in the third. Here's Summers, Perla up top between the rings, working on Winger, dives in, kicks it right, DeVader off 1 foot for 3, nearly got it to go, tipped into the hands of LT Thomas. Boy, that would have been a heck of a shot if that would have fallen. Blue Jays have it, leading by 6. Here's Mitchell, now Winger. Under 2 minutes to go in the third. Thomas, ball faking, second time we've seen him do that, another travel. Now the Blue Jays had only 5 turnovers in the first half, but 4 here in the third quarter alone.
And now Kramer and Dieter's back in for Winger and LT Thomas.
Couple subs here for the Blue Jays. 1:51 to go in this third quarter. Fantastic atmosphere for this game tonight. The Blue Jays on the road, leading by 6, and now a whistle and a foul. I think they're going to get Kramer with this one. A little handsy. That's going to be his second, but just the second Blue Jays foul in the quarter. Blue Jays 44, Bears 38. 1:47 to go in the third. Here's DeVader on the entry pass. They don't pick him up. He'll pull a heat check, and it is hot. Ben DeVader, his 3rd 3 in the quarter, his 4th in the game. He's got a game-high 18, 44-41, and the Blue Jays throw it away. How many times have we talked about momentum shifting in this game back and forth, and right now the Bears have it.
Yeah, now Kyler Winger comes back into the game. That's one thing when you see the best of the season, when Thomas and Winger are both out, there's somebody trying to kind of take over with the ball and kind of be smart, if you will, on a passing and kind of trying to settle everything down.
Well, DeVader has had the hot hand here in the third quarter, getting the Bears right back in this game. Here's Herla, a drive to the rack, spins it, rolls off. Now whistle and a foul on the rebound attempt. Are they going to say Herla was fouled? I think so. Boy, the farthest official away from that play comes in, makes the foul call.
And it's on Tyce Frazee's 4th.
Boy, Frazee cannot catch a break. As he has not been on the floor much tonight, and he's just kind of like, that was on me? Well, nonetheless, that's going to put Herla at the line. With the clock stopped at 1:18, his first free throw is good. Herla, 10 points, and the lead trimmed to 2 as LT Thomas has come right back in for Frazee. now has four fouls in the game. Perla, perfect. 5 for 5 at the line tonight. His second here is good. Make it 6 for 6. He's got 11, and it's a one-point game, Logan, with a minute 15 to go in the third. It's 44-43. Here's Dieters. Left side it goes. Kramer a touch on the wing. Dribbling back top of the key. Thomas back door. Good pass left side. Might have been a travel. No call by Lang. Skips it. Winger. A three. Front rim. No. But a rebound by Dieters to keep it alive. Second chance up here for the Blue Jays. Up by one. Under a minute to go in the quarter. Here's Thomas. Backing out on Jackson. He will fire and drill a three. It's LT Thomas, his first, or I should say his second triple tonight. The lead back to four, 47-43 Blue Jays, 38 seconds left in the third. Boy, Cyprian Jackson was begging Thomas to shoot it. He did, and Thomas said, I'll put that right in your face. Here's Summers inside to Herla, knocked away, picked up in a steal. Dieters trying to get it up the floor quickly. And Kramer settles in on the right wing with 19 seconds to go. Wants to pull up a mid-range J, missing left side of the rim, and a rebound for Cyprian Jackson.
Maybe a little bit quick on that shot as he leaves enough time here. Now St. Mary's can get a shot back the other way.
7 seconds here. Herla from the right elbow. Might have been hit on the arm, and he's still got it to go. 2 seconds here from way downtown. No good, and we got a two-point game going to the fourth quarter. Hang with us, folks. Trip to the sub-state title game on the line. St. Mary's trailing Sabetha 47-45. Back after this on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Wish your vehicle looked new again? Trust the professionals at the Fender Mender in Everest, providing free estimates for body repair, paintwork, and glass installation. No job is too big or small. The Fender Mender in Everest, mending broken parts.
Spring and summer mean grilling season. And if you're needing more meat in the freezer, contact Anderson Meats of Troy. They have almost immediate openings for beef and hogs and can get any job done to put meat in your freezer in the next 30 to 60 days, all customized just the way you want it. And even if you don't need butchering and processing, Anderson Meats has their retail room open with grab-and-go cuts of beef and pork to fill your freezer. Trust the best. Anderson Meats on Last Chance Road in Troy, where taste meets tradition.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
What a ball game we've had for you tonight here on KNZA and the Sabetha Channel. Trip to the sub-state title game on the line in Class 3A. The Blue Jays up Sabetha on the road, hostile territory. Familiar opponent and Big East League member, St. Mary's. Blue Jays opening possession with the ball in the fourth quarter, leading by two. 47-45, here we go. Final 8 minutes. The season will end tonight. Here's Kramer. They set him up. Straight away three, left it short. He got knocked to the ground, but no call. Here's her up the floor. Rezac beat everybody and laid it in for two, and we're tied. Rezac with 11. 47-47, 25 seconds into the fourth. Here's Lang, left side, Dieters in the corner, Jackson defending, he'll go baseline, cut off, good defense by Jackson. Back up top, right side on the wing, LT Thomas. Now winger in the corner, here's a cut, Dieters lost it, out of bounds and a turnover. 6 turnovers here in the second half for the Blue Jays, that's 11 in the game. And now a chance for the Bears to retake the lead. At 45 seconds into this fourth quarter, we're deadlocked at 47 apiece. Here's DeVader bouncing it up top to Herla, a couple steps in front of the midcourt line. Killian McCann's back into the game. Now Herla, floater, off the rim twice, fall through. Herla with 15, Bears have the lead, 49-47. Kramer, nice ball fake, pulls up, 15 right, baseline, drills it. Big shot there by Kramer. He has a bucket in all four quarters. He's got 8 tonight. 49-49. Herla right back up the way, and he scores quickly. 51-49 Bears. 6:37 to go in the game. Here's Kramer. Wing left. Back up top. It goes to Kyler Winger. Expecting a fantastic finish here. Winger past Herla to the rack for two. Kyler Winger, he's got 8. 51-51 tie, 6:20 to go. Boy, this has been a good one tonight. Here's Herla. Right elbow, shovels it. Jackson in the corner, closed out quickly by Lang. Now DeVader, ball faking on a three, left it short on the second attempt, and a rebound for Dieters. Dieters has not scored tonight, but he does have seven rebounds. Under 6 minutes to go. We're deadlocked at 51. Thomas around a screen. Free throw line. Steps in. Shot short. Rebound Jackson and St. Mary's. Decent look for Thomas. Couldn't convert. Perla in transition. A lot of contact and a foul's going to be called on the floor. That'll be the first foul on either side in the fourth quarter at 5:45 showing. And they get Michael Lang with his first. Three new faces in for the Blue Jays.
Good thing for Sebastian there is it wasn't a shooting foul, so now you can still play defense with the game still tied.
DeVader dumps it into the backcourt. Cyprian Jackson, they get DeVader wide open. They got to get out on him. He couldn't make him pay this time. Rezac offensive rebound, and he sticks it in for two. Second chance opportunity for Howie Rezac. 13 points and 5 rebounds tonight. 53-51 Bears under 5.5 minutes to go in the game. There's a deflected pass out by Herla. And they're going to reset on the side out as Reed Mitchell. Nope, they're going to change it. Thomas will throw it in front of that Blue Jay bench. Far side of the floor. Waiting for something to develop. Thomas gets it right back on the wing left. Bears by two. Inside shot. Frazee up and over Rezac. 4 points for Tyce Frazee. We're tied at 53-53. 5:10 to go in the game. Buckle up, partner. Here's Herla off balance, left it short, fighting for the rebound. Frazee has it, and a chance for the Blue Jays to take the lead back. Thomas, left corner, backing out on Jackson. Wants a ball screen, good switch there. DeVader now defending. Now they reset up top, Kyler Winger. Right side to Mitchell, in the corner to Frazee. He's guarded by Rezac. He skips it left side on the wing. LT, a lot of contact and a blocking foul. That stops the clock at 4:45. It's on the floor. Blue Jays will reset underneath. And it's on Killian McCann, his second. And the first Bears foul of the fourth quarter. As Gallegos is going to check back in and replace McCann, who just picked up that foul. Here's Winger up top. Now Mitchell. Back to Winger left side. Ball fakes. Closed down by DeVader. Resetting up top. Under 4:40 to go in this game. We're deadlocked at 53. Skip pass tipped into the hands of Winger. The tip was by DeVader, and now it's knocked away on another steal. Bears have it. Turnover Blue Jays. They go up the floor. Layup good. Alex Gallegos with a contested layup in transition. 55-53 Bears. And a timeout for Josh Wartenberger. It's a full timeout. We'll follow suit. Two-point game with under 4:20 to go. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to high school basketball here on KNCA.
Superman, a hero on call 24/7, responding to the world's greatest emergencies and untimely disasters. Like Superman, MCR Towing is ready for any emergency with our fully equipped service truck. Unlike Superman, we are the real deal, responding to your untimely disasters. We're prepared to save the day with tire changes, unlocks, and fuel deliveries. Our primary goal is to get you back on schedule quickly and safely. Remember MCR Towing when disaster strikes your schedule.
Hi, I'm Nick Harling, Market President at Mega Blue Valley for Hiawatha and Sabetha. Our story started decades ago and continues because of you, our customers, our communities, our neighbors. We are proud to be a small part of your success. But where does your story start? Where do you want to go? Whether starting a business, saving for the future, or launching your ideas to the next level, we want to help you take your first steps towards something big. Get started today by visiting bankbv.com. Bank of Blue Valley, a division of HTLF Bank, member FDIC, and Equal Housing Lender.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
We've had a dandy matchup here tonight on KNZA and the Sabetha Channel. We're back to it just north of 4 minutes to go out of the timeout. Bears leading Sabetha 55-53. Trip to the sub-state title game on the line here tonight. Into the corner, LT Thomas. Let's see what Coach Wartenberger dials up here out of the TO. Thomas, a little casual, backdoor Lang, working on Rezac, tip pass, Winger for the lead, short, gets his own rebound, trying to battle through traffic, he puts it up and in. Kyler Winger into double figures with 10, 55-55, under 3:45 to go in the game.
Neither one of these teams want to have their season in the night.
What a game we've had for you. Hurla hesitates to the rack. Shot no good, but a foul, and he'll shoot two. We'll get Micah Lang here with his second foul. And Hurla, who is 6-for-6 tonight at the line, will go back to it to try to break this 55-all tie with 3:38 to go. First one on the way. Good. Kinnear, pin drop in this gym. And they step to the line. 18 for Brady Hurla, right on his season average. Trying to add to it here. And he got them both. He is 8-for-8 at the line. 19 to lead all scorers. 57-55 Bears. 3.5 minutes to go in the game. Here is Dieters, right side to Winger, back up top, Mitchell Kramer a touch, works left on a couple of dribbles, still working with that dribble around the perimeter, backed up into the corner, now Dieters, one dribble right, hands it off to Winger on a curl, hesitates to the rack, layup good off the window. Tyler Winger, he's got 12 and 6 here in the fourth quarter. We're tied again, 57-57. 3:05 to go in the game. Here's DeBader, baseline drive, Rizak underneath, shot good, and one. Howie Rizak, he has been dominant down low. It breaks the tie, 59-57, a chance for one more. 3:01 left in the game. Sabetha foul against LT Thomas, his second. So many ties, so many lead changes in this game. Rizak's had a good night with 15. His free throw hits the rim, but gets the kind touch. He's 4-for-4 at the line. He's got 16 in the game. 60-57. Bears by 3. We're under 3 minutes to go now. Big possession here for the Blue Jays. Dieters back up top to Winger. Chest pass left. It goes on the wing left. Back right side now. Into the corner it goes. And back to LT Thomas, high right. Guarded by Hurla. Puts it on the dribble. Spins. Gets by. Layup good. English on it. LT Thomas, a big deuce. He's got 13. 60-59 Bears. And now a foul far side of the floor against Micah Lang. That's going to be his third. And the fourth foul on the Blue Jays. So that's the final foul to give with 2:32 to go. Dumping it into the backcourt here. Bears by one with the ball. 60-59 their lead. Here's Hurla. Jackson sets him a screen left. Not much with it. Hesitates. Gets in the paint. Had it knocked away. Out of bounds. Last touch by Sabetha. Hurla has been real aggressive in the second half, Logan. He had 4 at halftime. He's sitting at 19 points right now. Bears throwing it in. DeVader has it, left side of his own backboard, waiting, throws it into the backcourt. Hurla's got to go get it, and he does. 2:15, clock moving, fourth quarter. 1-point Bears lead. Hurla pulling up inside the free throw line. No good. Rizak pulls down the rebound, and he's fouled by Lang. And that's going to put him at the free throw line. That is 4 fouls on Micah Lang. And Howie Rizak, with that being foul number 5, a chance to build on a slim 1-point lead. Big free throws here for Howie Rizak. He's 4-for-4 in tonight's game. The Bears have yet to miss a free throw tonight. And would love to keep that going here. And the first is good. Big body, Howie Rizak, 17 points in the game. It is 61-59 Bears at 2:09 to go. It gets quiet in here when the free throws are coming. It's on the way. Got it to go. Big time night at the free throw line for the Bears. They have yet to miss from the stripe. 3-point lead, 2:05 to go. Big possession here for the Blue Jays. Here's Winger. Now Kramer up top. Right side chest pass here to Dieters. On the dribble. He is bumped and fouled. Stops the clock at 1:55. Just the second team foul on the Bears, so they still have a couple fouls to give. And that's the third on Cyprian Jackson. LT Thomas to throw it in. Blue Jays down 3. 1:55 to go in the game. In the corner, Dieters. A 3. No good. Fighting for the rebound. Kyler Winger has it. And has it knocked away, and a steal. The Bears take it away, and they're up three with a buck 42. Herlig taking it all the way, and he's going to be fouled. He'll shoot two. That's a big swing there. Second chance possession ends in a turnover, and now on the other side, the Bears are going to have Herla at the line, but Coach Wurtenberger's going to call a timeout. It's a full. We'll step aside for a quick 30. 1:42 left in this game. Bears by three. Back at 30 here on KNCA.
Need mobile tire service in Northeast Kansas? Well, look no further than Becker Repair and Performance in Centralia. They've got you covered. Specializing in on-site tire repair and replacement for agricultural, over-the-road, and commercial vehicles. Whether you're in the field or on the road, our expert team at Becker Repair and Performance will get you back up and running fast. Contact Becker Repair and Performance today at 785-857-3215 or visit online at BeckerRepairAndPerformance.com for reliable, professional service. At Becker Repair and Performance in Centralia, we're here to keep you moving.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Out of this full timeout, the Bears are going to have free throw opportunities with Brady Herla as the Bears lead this game over Sabetha 62-59. It has been a dandy of a game here tonight. Thanks for tuning in. Once again, our broadcast brought to you by Rainbow Communications. Find them online at rainbowtel.net, providing the most reliable internet service in Northeast Kansas. Logan, Amanda, Brandon, and Kurt all with you. These are big free throws for Brady Herla. Just a minute 42 left in this sub-state semifinal. Right now the Bears leading by three at 62-59. First free throw. Too strong. Well, it was bound to happen. The Bears had not missed a free throw until right there. Herla had hit eight consecutive free throws until that one there. But he's able to bounce back and hit the second here. He's got 20 to lead all scorers, and the lead now for the Bears is four, 63-59, and now a steal by Herla. He's going coast to coast. Layup good. Herla is taking over this game, and now the Blue Jays are down six with under 90 seconds to go. This is a must-get possession for the Blue Jays. Thomas a three. Got it! LT Thomas, a monster three. He's got 16, and it's 65-62 Bears with a minute 15 to go. That might have saved the Blue Jay season.
Yeah.
And now the clock is not on your side. There's no shot clock here. So certainly the Bears don't need to force the issue by three. Now officially at a minute to go. Herla fighting through some defenders, hands it off to DeVader. Now a timeout on the floor. Yeah, they might have stopped
Blood.
Yeah, maybe Blood here. Yeah, he's got a cut. Hurler's got a cut elbow. So they're going to have to bandage him up real quick. The clock has stopped at 55.9 seconds. So a stoppage of play here as Hurler's going to have to get the elbow bandaged up. Boy, Hurler's had a monster second half. We talked about it at the half. He was held to just four in the first half, and the figure law of averages was going to come into play, and he has simply taken over this game, particularly in the fourth quarter. He has got nine in this fourth quarter, Logan. And obviously that big bucket there, we're going to get a timeout on the floor, but we'll go ahead and keep it right here.
Yeah.
All right, obviously Sabetha again under a minute to go. Bears have the ball with a three-point lead. How long do the Blue Jays go? You want to try to get a steal, but when you foul, the Bears are going to go to the line. So how long do you go to try to figure this out?
I think the biggest thing if you're Sabetha, especially coming out, if the ball... imagine this ball's not going inside unless it's a wide open lane or they think they can get to the foul line. Obviously, St. Mary's being up three with the clock, they're going to try to run clock. If you're Sabetha, obviously you don't want to put Brady Herla or you don't want to put Rezac at the line. So if you are going to foul, even though you're down three, as soon as Brady Herla gets a pass off, then you foul quick. That way it's not Herla who goes to the line if you're the Blue Jays. The biggest thing, though, for Sabetha, Brandon, look at the scoreboard, one timeout. So if you do, you only have one timeout with 55 seconds to go. You got to be smart. I think the biggest thing if you're Sabetha, you got to try to get that trap, and you got to try to get the steal somehow, some way, or maybe just force them to travel with it, carry, double-dribble something. Maybe even a five-second call here, even though they have three timeouts. We'll see, but you got to try to get a steal quick.
All right, 56 seconds to go. It's dumped into the backcourt. Perla has it, quickly doubled, has to find someone to get it off to. Jackson near the out-of-bounds line. Did he turn it over? No, Bears get a timeout. Well, the Bears had three timeouts, and they burned that one there. That is a good call by head coach Will Spradling. That could have been disastrous for the Bears. But it's a 30-second TO. We'll keep it right here. Again, the timeout brought to you by Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn of Whiting. We're under a minute to go. Bears have the possession and leading 65-62.
Brandon, it just doesn't seem like a game, a semifinal matchup. This seems like a game that you would see on Saturday, this Saturday, for a championship. The winner of this would go to state. But that's not what we're seeing. This game tonight is to go to Saturday in Hiawatha for the chance to make it to Hutchinson this season. Both of these teams, you know, they definitely want to make it to Saturday. Only one can. Right now, St. Mary's has the lead and has momentum. Let's see what happens.
48 seconds to go. Herla behind midcourt. Gets it off to DeVader, who works it across the timeline. Gets to the top of the key. Stops. Gets it off to Jackson. Down to 40 seconds. DeVader doubled, left side on the wing, dribbles in the paint, kicks it up top to Herla. 33 seconds and counting. 3-point game. Bears running off good time here. There's the bump and the foul at 29.9. Free throws coming for sharpshooter Ben DeVader, who has three threes in the second half, four in the game, and has 18 points. Big free throws for Ben DeVader. That foul was on Winger, his second. And the first is no good. So it stays right now a 3-point game, 65-62. But if DeVader is able to knock this one down, it will be a 2-possession lead. And he got the second. He rattled it in. 19 for DeVader. It's a 4-point lead, 66-62 Bears. 26 seconds and counting. Blue Jays got to work. Stepping back, Kramer, a three. Got it! Mitchell Kramer from downtown doing it by himself, and it's a 1-point game with 19 seconds to go. Timeout on the floor.
And they might have to talk about this. Maybe not. They might not. The clock was still running after the shot. Should have stopped for the inbounds, and it didn't.
So you're saying a little bit of time might have been gone off the clock when it shouldn't have. Maybe that's...
It was around 23 seconds after the shot came out of the net, so it should have stopped around 23, 22 seconds and went all the way down to 19.
That's going to be interesting to see.
Assistant coach Joby Wartenberger pointed it out to the official, but I'm not sure if they're going to add any time.
All right, well, we'll see once the clock clears with the timeout time and see if they do add a few extra seconds. But Mitchell Kramer, maybe the shot of his life, saving the Blue Jays at least for another possession, because if that doesn't go and the Bears get the rebound, you instantly foul. All of a sudden, you're two free throws away from being down six. Now, you're down just one.
Yeah.
Simply put, it was a big boy shot by Mitchell Kramer.
Yeah. A massive shot there.
Just working one-on-one and stepped back on the left wing and just drilled a deep three. 66-65 Bears. They have the possession. So they do add, it looks like they added at least a second. Roughly two, 20.9 to be exact. We'll round up. 21 seconds to go in the game. It's a 1-point Bears lead. They have the ball. They dump it into Herla. He's quickly doubled, trying to work around that, and there's the foul by Kramer. 17.6 seconds to go. So Kramer picks up his third. Not a ton of time, just about 3 seconds taken off there, and now Herla walks the other way for monster free throws for the Bears. Either way, even if he makes both, it's still a 1-possession game.
Biggest thing, though, for Sabetha, you don't have any timeouts to use now down the stretch.
That is a very big stat. No timeouts left for the Blue Jays. Earl is first. Good. 23 in the game for Brady Herlove. It's 67-65 Bears. Jackson and McCann both checking back in. A little offense for defense here, I would imagine, for head coach Will Spradling. Earl has been money at the line tonight, leads all scorers with 23. Trying to make this a 3-point game, and it rattles out, no good. A rebound for Dieters. A 2 will tie, a 3 would win it. No timeouts for the Blue Jays. Fans on their feet. Here's Winger with the basketball. 7 seconds, hands it off to Kramer. 4 seconds, he's out near midcourt. 3 seconds, gets in, floats it, good! Ties the game at the buzzer! into overtime. Goodness gravy.
Oh, my.
Mitchell Kramer saving the Blue Jays season, and we head to overtime. I think it's rightfully so that we get an extra few minutes with this one.
And, Brandon, biggest thing with Mitchell Kramer, we've seen it in high school, seen it before he got to high school. He's mostly known for baseball. He's a big baseball player. Baseball just started practice on Monday. He's saying, you know, that can wait. We're going to try to make it to Saturday. I want to keep this basketball season going. It's my last year. Let's keep this going. Let's get this good game. And Brandon, right back to it. This feels like a championship game right here.
This has been an incredible game here tonight. And we're just going to go ahead and keep it right here. Again, Brandon, wow. Captain Kurt, Logan, Amanda, Mitchell Kramer, the two biggest shots of his life. Under 20 seconds to go, down four. He cans a big three, and then when everything was looking rattled on that last possession, he got in the lane, threw up a wild offensive shot, banked it in at the buzzer, and we are going to an extra 4 minutes. We are deadlocked at 67 all here at St. Mary's. Buckle up, folks. Fans are loving this. Jackson will jump against Brody Dieters for the Blue Jays. Bears will go right to left. Blue Jays from left to right.
And remember, Michael Lane's on the court. He's got four fouls for the Blue Jays. So does Tyce Frazee.
And here we go. It's overtime period number one. 67 all time. Here's Hurla from right to left. Has it at the top of the key. Man-to-man defense guarded by Kramer. Wants to go to work. In the lane. Fades away. Shot no good. Rezac there. Couldn't make the second attempt. And Dieters pulling down that miss. Rezac point blank, couldn't get it to go. 3:38 left in overtime number one, 67 all. Here's Lang, Kramer, why not? Give it to the hot hand. Now Dieters, back up top, LT Thomas. Right side pass, it goes. Puts it on the dribble, this is Dieters, backed up top. Here's Winger, working on DeBader. Floats from the left side and got it to go. Kyler Winger, 14 points. The first bucket in overtime, and the Blue Jays lead 69-67. DeBader dumps it. Rezac, beautifully done. 20 points in the game for Howie Rezac, and we're deadlocked at 69. 3 minutes to go in overtime number one. Here's Lang in the corner. Baseline drive from the left. Back down to Dieters on the wing. Up top to Winger. Right side, Kramer. Now Lang, a touch on the wing, in the corner. Nice ball fake. Dieters on the dribble, dumps it down. Lang for two! Micah Lang, 15 big points tonight, and it's 71-69 Blue Jays. 2.5 minutes to go in OT number one. Who wants to keep their season alive? Right now, DeBader, left side on the wing with the touch. Still trying to find someone. Hands it off to Gallegos. Now into the corner, Ben DeBader, left side, has the dribble not using. DeBader's pass, it's deflected out of bounds. Gallegos was looking for DeBader in the corner. Blue Jays got a fingertip on it. 2:11 to go in overtime, 71-69 Blue Jays. What a game we have seen tonight. Top of the key, Cyprian Jackson on the inbounds. Now Hurla left on the wing, guarded by a winger, gets in the lane, right-handed shot, missing, no good. Rezac got the rebound, he's fouled on the second chance effort, and he will go to the line to shoot two. Big free throws here. That Sabetha foul was on Dieters, just his first. Howie Rezac has 20 points tonight to go along with 7 rebounds. Certainly taking his time here. Free throw on the way, and it's no good. Well, he was 6-for-6 at the line prior to that one. Best case scenario for the Bears here. He makes this, and they get it to a one-point deficit. 71-69 Blue Jays, 2:02 to go in overtime. Rezac settles, spins, and fires, and that one is good. 21 in the game for Howie Rezac. 71-70 Blue Jays, under 2 minutes to go in overtime. Here is Mitchell Kramer, high right on the wing, works it back center of the floor, hands it off to LT Thomas right there, shaded a little more to his left, being guarded by Hurla. Thomas picks it up. Kramer in the corner. Thought about it. Turns it down. Gets it back up top to Winger. He'll put it between the legs. Spin in the lane on Rizak. Shot no good, but a foul. Aggressive take by Kyler Winger, and he's going to shoot two. Trying to add to a one-point lead with a minute 35 to go in OT. And Rizak picks up his fourth. Monster free throws coming up here for Winger. Got 14 points and 9 rebounds in this game. His first is good. Swish. 15 for Winger. And the second, no good. Too strong. Rebound offensively. It's Lang who pulls it down in the Blue Jays reset with a two-point lead. 127 and counting in overtime. 72-70 Blue Jays. Here's Lang. Big offensive rebound. They work it around the perimeter. Here's Thomas. Hesitates. Gets by Rizak in the paint. Shot blocked. Trying to get it back, but Rizak takes it away, and then he throws it away. Here's a shot. Good! And the foul. Kyler Winger. What a sequence. And the lead is 4. With a minute 10 to go. What a sequence! Goodness!
That's the fifth on Rizak.
And Rizak is going to foul out of the game with 70 seconds to go in overtime. Wow. Kyler Winger. Can't make the free throw, and a foul on the rebound attempt is going against Lang, I believe, and if that's the case, he's going to foul out.
I think they got it on Peters.
All right, well, let's check. Your partner, they do get it on Dieter, so Lang hangs around. But we're going to go the other way to shoot free throws. A minute 10 left in overtime. Blue Jays leading 74-70.
The biggest thing is, Sabetha, you've done it now to St. Mary's. You're playing defense on the rebounds. You got to make sure you don't give up a second chance opportunity.
These are big free throws. First one good by Zach Summers. He has not scored tonight. His only stat is a rebound. But he buries that free throw, 74-71. 6'3 junior forward. Spins it, two dribbles, fires, and that one too strong into the hands of Mitchell Kramer with a big rebound. 74-71 Blue Jays, and that pass deflected out of bounds by Summers. They were looking for Dieters in the corner, but it will be Blue Jays basketball. 3-point lead in overtime, 64 seconds to go. Shooting free throws the rest of the way, of course. That one knocked away, out of bounds, and DeVader thought it was last touched by a Winger. That's not the case, according to the near side official. And we're down to 102 on the clock in overtime.
That's the biggest thing, since he's got to get the ball inbounded.
LT Thomas up top to Lang. One triple left, chest pass to Winger, guarded by DeVader. Under a minute to go in overtime. The Blue Jays with it and a three-point lead. And a timeout by Coach Wurtenberger. He's seen enough. It's a full. We'll follow suit. 52 seconds left in overtime. Who's going to the sub-state title game? Blue Jays 74, Bears 71. Back in 30 here on KNCA.
Wow.
Injury recovery and prevention is important to all athletes. Add in performance enhancement and more effective training, then chiropractic is a no-brainer. Did you know that nearly every professional sports team works with or has chiropractors on staff? Let Dr. Harlan at Harlan Chiropractic in Sabetha help you optimize your sports performance, decrease the likelihood of injury, and speed up injury recovery like he was able to help me. To book your first appointment or to talk about a wellness plan, call Harlan Chiropractic at 785-300-1322. Remember, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Game tonight here at St. Mary's High School. It looked like down the stretch the Bears were going to pull it out, but Mitchell Kramer, two of the biggest shots of his life, one of three to get the Blue Jays back to within four with under 20 seconds, or within one with 20 seconds to go, and then a shot at the buzzer off balance, banking it in to tie the game at 67 as time expired. And right now with 52 seconds left in overtime, Blue Jays have the lead and the ball at 74-71. LT Thomas, near sideline, will throw it in. Slaps the ball, waits for the play to develop. Up top it goes to Brody Dieters. He is doubled, gets it off to Kramer. Clock on the move in favor of the Blue Jays, leading by three. There's a whistle and a foul. That's going to be Kyler Winger, who's going to shoot two here. And that foul, I believe, on Ben DeVader, that is his third. Moxer free throws for Kyler Winger. 17 points, 9 rebounds tonight. Chance to build on a three-point lead. His first is good. He had a big and one to begin this overtime. He's got 18. And the lead is 4. Next one. No good. Too strong. Rebound, Ben DeVader. 4-point lead here for the Blue Jays. 40 seconds and counting left in overtime. DeVader drives, spins it up and in. And a quick timeout. 21 for Ben DeVader. And it's 75-73 Blue Jays. 35 and a half seconds to go here in overtime. It's a full timeout. We'll follow suit. Back in a tight 30 here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Exciting changes are happening at Sabetha Auto Parts, your trusted, locally owned Napa Auto Parts dealer. Now, under new ownership, you'll find the same friendly staff ready to help and owners who will work hard to earn your business. And with 3 additional stores in their network, they can get you the parts you need the same day if they're not on the shelf. Visit Sabetha Auto Parts, 1401 Old Highway 75 in Sabetha.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
An incredible game that has needed an extra period. 75-73, Sabetha leading on the road at St. Mary's in this boys class 3A sub-state semifinal. Broadcast on KNZA, brought to you by Rainbow Communications, RainbowTel.net, providing the most reliable internet services in Northeast Kansas. Blue Jays with the basketball. They got to go the full length of the floor. 35 and a half seconds left in overtime. They lead the Bears by 2. Just an incredible game we have seen here tonight. What's going to happen down the stretch? They get it into Kyler Winger. He's quickly doubled. Far side of the floor. Bouncing it to Lang. Gets it over near side to Kramer. But before that pass, Lang is fouled. He'll shoot 2.
And this foul is going to be on Gallegos.
And the foul on Alex Gallegos will be his 3rd. Monster free throws for Micah Lang here.
Need at least 1.
He's got 15 tonight. Averaging just 4 points per game this season. He had 9 of those points in the second quarter alone, and his first free throw is no good. 30.2 seconds left in overtime. If he can cash this, it'll be a 3-point lead. Or maybe his best performance of the season in the biggest game of the season. His 2nd free throw, no good, misses. Rebound to Vader. 2-point game, 25 seconds. Hurla left side, puts it on the dribble, gets to the rack, layup good, we're tied. 25 for Brady Hurla, and a timeout on the floor with 21 seconds to go in overtime, or is it an inadvertent whistle? No, they will call a timeout. The Bears will. It is a full. But we will keep it right here. 75-75, good sir. Blue Jays, maybe a chance to win it at the buzzer.
Yeah, and who do you go to if you're the Blue Jays? Biggest thing, you got to get it inbounded. Both teams out of timeouts now. Can only get 1 for the overtime. Well, Sabetha didn't have any. Already used theirs. Biggest thing is, again, who do you get the ball into? That's the main thing. You got to get it in, secure it, get it up the floor. If your coach is Kortenberger, you're either looking for Kyler Winger or LT Thomas first, Mitchell Kramer as well, because if you get the chance that you get fouled and go to the line, you want one of those guys at the line to try to give you some points. Biggest thing as well for Sabetha, if you're Coach Kortenberger, one thing you got to tell whoever's inbounding it, you can run the baseline. The shot was good, so you can run the baseline to get the ball in. You don't have to stay in one spot. So if you feel like you can run the one end and get the ball in easier than the other, do it.
Kyler Winger has 6 points here in the overtime period for the Blue Jays, 18 total. Michael Lang's got a big bucket here. And overtime as well. Brady Hurla leads all scorers with 25 in the game.
And this is going to be interesting. They're not going to pressure the inbound.
21 seconds to go in overtime. The Blue Jays a chance to win it. We're deadlocked at 75. Here's Winger, casual into the front court across the midcourt line. 12 seconds to go. Looking up at that big old scoreboard with a lot of points tacked up on it. 7 seconds. Winger around a screen. Diving in. Off balance. Shot no good. Rebound put up. It is no good. But I think free throws are coming up here for Brody Dieters with less than 2 seconds to go. The foul is on Zach Summers, and Brody Dieters, of all people, who has not scored a point in this game. 2 seconds left at the line. His first. Good. Blue Jays by one. 76-75. No timeouts for either team. And the Blue Jays will clear the lane as Dieters will have one more. That one. Good. And a sub is in less than 2 seconds. Or was there a timeout?
I guess they did say.
Well, it was showing zeros under that category on the scoreboard. Is that maybe what Wurtenberger's talking about? That might have been messed up on the board.
Well, they didn't add Sabetha either, so when Sabetha called theirs,
so a timeout
kind of
is called.
So.
So we're going to keep it right here. Two free throws by Brody Dieters with 1.7 seconds left in overtime. And the Blue Jays that much time away from winning this game. 77-75. And outscored the Bears 10-8 here in the overtime period. And six of those 8 points, or 10 points I should say, from Kyler Winger. But the two biggest ones right there from Brody Dieters. Logan, who had not scored a point yet in this game, but
yeah,
he does have nine rebounds.
How about the senior coming in the clutch to get those two? The biggest thing, though, is this game's not over. You got 1.7 seconds. Brandon, 2 years ago, I called the Sabetha girls, Riley County girls game in Riley County in sub-state, and Riley County got a buzzer-beating three to win that game. Biggest thing here, you don't want to give up an easy shot, but you don't want to foul.
1.7 seconds left in overtime. It will be Zach Summers to throw it in, but they got the full length of the floor to go. Nobody beyond midcourt here. They set it up. They get it in. DeVader had it knocked away. Is that going to be it? It's out of bounds. Blue Jays basketball. 0.1 seconds remaining. And the effort by the Blue Jays defense. All they got to do is get it in, and the game is over. Bears back it up, and the Blue Jays win! 77-75 in overtime! What a gutty win! And the Blue Jays advance to Saturday's sub-state championship game.
Wow.
We've got a ton to dissect here. Final in overtime. Sabetha 77, St. Mary's 75. Our post-game show next, brought to you by B Outdoors Real Estate. Buying or selling is the best in the business for recreational, residential, and agricultural real estate. My goodness! Come back with us after a timeout here on KNZA.
Over? Did you say over? Nothing is over until we decide it is.
Hey, this is Ryan Limpool.
And this is Chris Seymour.
Stick around after the break
for the Be Outdoors Real Estate Postgame Show.
Use your precision farming technology to improve your crop insurance coverage. Kansas Insurance in downtown Sabetha has teamed up with Farmers Mutual Hale to give you the best automated crop reporting experience with whatever precision technology you use. They've done it for years. Start saving time, improving accuracy, and raising your production history today. Need support when the equipment doesn't work? They can get you access to that as well. Call Kansas Insurance in Sabetha today to learn more. 785-284-7611.
Hi, I'm Ryan Limcool, owner-broker at Be Outdoors Real Estate. We are a unique brokerage company established out of an incredible passion for the outdoors. We are land sales experts and outdoor enthusiasts. Whether you are looking for prime hunting ground, productive farmland, or a recreational retreat, our expert field agents with years of hunting and land management experience can assist you. We help buyers looking for premium land and sellers wanting to obtain the best value for their property. Give me a call at 1-800-599-LAND. Be Outdoors Real Estate. We know land.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you the flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with HCC Online. Plus, Highland Community College offers very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. Close to home, but far from debt. With a local choice, Highland Community College.
At Shelter Insurance, we believe insurance should adjust to fit your needs. That's why we work with you to design an auto, home, and life insurance plan that's particular to you. Insurance that fits just right. And Shelter is known for our award-winning customer service, satisfied customers, and a plan for you. Ready to check us out? Shelter Insurance. We're your shield. We're your shelter.
For a free insurance review, see Don Fate in Holton or Dan Lears in Hiawatha, your local shelter agents.
An IRA is an investment in your future. The time to prepare for your retirement is now. Hi, this is Mick from Citizens State Bank. The key to building a substantial retirement income from an IRA is starting early. When you save long-term, your money will grow with the interest earned over time. Opening an IRA 1 year earlier can make a huge difference. Come visit Citizens Trust Department and see Eric or Lori to get started with your IRA today. Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha. Member FDIC.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Final from St. Mary's tonight in overtime. Blue Jays of Sabetha 77, the St. Mary's Bears 75, and the Bears with every opportunity at the end of regulation, but Mitchell Kramer, I'll start there, Logan. The two biggest shots, maybe of his life. They were down four with roughly 30 seconds to go. Went one-on-one, stepped back on the left wing, canned a three, got it to one. Blue Jays then would have to foul. The Bears would get one or two free throws. And then down two in the final seconds, off balance on a play that just looked rattled from the beginning of it. Kramer fought his way into the lane, off balance, banked it in off the window to tie the game at over, or tie the game. The end of regulation to send it to overtime at that point, 67-67. And then Brody Dieters, of all people, who had not scored in this game, the two free throws that broke a 75-all tie with under 2 seconds to go. Just a ton to dissect, but what a win on the road for the Blue Jays tonight.
Yeah, it was a fantastic game. Obviously, you know, we saw I was here for the first game, Brandon, when these two teams matched up, and it happened again at the start of this one where St. Mary's just went on a run, got up by a few points, and then Sabetha kind of started slowly coming back. The last time, again, that these two teams matched up, Sabetha kind of ran out of time. They had the momentum down towards the end of the game but just didn't have enough time to complete a full comeback, lost that one by eight, but they turn around and they kind of avenged themselves, against St. Mary's and get the win in overtime. This time around, being down eight in the first quarter to winning it by two in overtime.
Well, it was just ebbs and flows across the board, but a 10-8 overtime advantage for the Blue Jays, winning it again 77-75. So a Bears team that could have definitely made a run. You know, if they were to have won this game and then won Saturday's game, this Bears team could have made some noise at the state tournament. They were that talented, but they could not get it done here tonight at home in front of a packed house. They will finish their 24-25 season with a record of 16-5. Blue Jays get their 13th win of the year, and they will go to Hiawatha on Saturday. I'm not sure if we've seen an update from that other game in the semifinals, Silver Lake and Osage City. I know we saw the score fairly early on in that game, which, again, trying to figure out Sabetha's opponents for Saturday night.
I just have the halftime score with Silver Lake was up 6-31-25.
So that was the last check. Of course, we'll keep an eye on that. But nonetheless, Sabetha will play either Silver Lake or Osage City on Saturday night in Hiawatha with a trip to the state tournament on the line. Again, the Blue Jays win it in overtime, 77-75. Let's get the numbers in this game, and we'll start with the Blue Jays, 18 points and 9 rebounds from the 6-foot senior Kyler Winger. They also got 16 from LT Thomas, 15 from Micah Lang. They also got 13 from Mitchell Kramer. They got 4 from Tyce Frazee, 4 from Isaac Carter, 3 points from Reed Mitchell, and 2 points from Luke Renier. For the Bears, 25 points from Brady Hurla. They got 21 points apiece from Ben DeVader and Howie Rizak, and then 5 points from Alex Gallegos and 1 point from Zach Summers. And I think a big key that helped the Blue Jays win, Howie Rizak. He was dominating this game in the post, but he fouled out late in this game, and that took a big key body off the floor for the Bears.
Yeah, it was huge. He had 21 points. And again, just like you said, Brandon, it was big losing him down the stretch in the game. For St. Mary's, because he was getting
bored. That was early in overtime. It was not regulation. It was early in overtime when he fouled out.
He was getting boards, and then not only him, but Hurla, both of them just at the free throw line, was just dominant tonight. So losing a guy like Howie Rizak was big.
All right, let's talk player to bank on. Brought to you by Citizen State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha. I know who I'm going with, but I want to hear what you're going to say here.
Well, we always go with usually we always go with the winning team, obviously. Brandon, we pick somebody on that side of things.
Obviously, it will be a Sabetha Blue Jay, yes.
Kyler Winger, he had 18. He led all scorers for the Blue Jay side of things. LT Thomas had 16, had a good game. Michael Lane had a fantastic second quarter, did really well. Brody Dieters, possibly the two biggest free throws for anybody in this game tonight. But Brandon, I don't see
I don't see how you don't go away from
Mitchell Kramer.
I'm circling Mitchell
Kramer. Mitchell Kramer is the reason why Sabetha had the opportunity to go to overtime.
Yep.
And I'm just going to say it, obviously.
He single-handedly won the game.
He is the reason why they're going to Saturday.
Yes, 100%. Again, if one of those two baskets that he made late doesn't go, Bears are going to win the game. And obviously it started with the step-back three when they were down 4. Hold on. 64-62 Silver Lake. That's final, Kurt? Okay. Kurt's bumping in my ear here. So Silver Lake holds on in what appeared to be a good game that way.
Yeah.
Not too far from here. So it's going to be Silver Lake and Sabetha on Saturday night. It'll either be at 6 or 7:30 in the sub-state title game. So congratulations, Silver Lake. It's going to be an all Big East League matchup Saturday in one of those two sub-state title games.
And I totally forgot about this. That was Wade giving that score. I did that Sabetha Silver Lake game the first time around. That was an overtime game as well. So you can possibly get that on Saturday as well, Brandon.
Goodness me.
What about Perry also getting the win over Santa Fe Trail?
How about Perry LeCompton? So,
I mean, Sabetha, Silver Lake, and Perry.
So three of the four teams Saturday in Hiawatha are going to be out of the Big East. Now, we could see a former
Big 7 League team with
Riverside,
Sabetha and Perry.
Haven't seen a score with Riverside and Bishop Ward, so the winner of that game will get Perry LeCompton. And the other game on Saturday at Hiawatha, I will be there the next two nights, or I should say Friday and Saturday, for the girls' title games and the boys' title games. But what a night it was. Again, we kind of got cut off because Kurt, I'm blaming him. He popped in our ears with that Silver Lake score. But, yes, Mitchell Kramer, we were talking about him, 13 points tonight. But the two biggest baskets, I would have to imagine, of his life, keeping this season alive for the Blue Jays. Again, the big three, as we mentioned, when they were down 4. If they miss that shot, does Kramer, Bears get a rebound, they foul, they could be down 6 with, 20, 15 seconds to go, and then down 2, everything looked just so frazzled on that last possession, and he just got in the lane and basically banked it in from the right wing about 15 feet out to tie the game and send it to overtime as it expired. So it's a pretty easy answer for our player to bank on tonight.
And right quick, the last thing on Mitchell Kramer, think about this. He didn't even play last year. He said, you know what, after football, I'm going to focus on get ready for baseball. This season, he said, you know, it's my senior year. I'll go out for basketball. Why not? Last shot. He's going to go to Saturday with a chance to go to state.
Yep, Mitchell Kramer, no surprise and no shock if you just joined us. Mitchell Kramer, two of the biggest baskets made for the Blue Jays, and I don't even know how long, but a big three and then at the buzzer to send this game into overtime, and then ultimately the deciding factor, 2 free throws by Brody Dieters, with under 2 seconds left, giving the Blue Jays an overtime thrilling win, 77-75. Again, our player to bank on, Mitchell Kramer, brought to you by Citizen State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha. Well, that's going to wrap it up for us tonight. Appreciate everyone hanging with us. Again, I will be in Hiawatha for girls' title games on Friday, boys' championship games on Saturday, and for the Blue Jays, a familiar opponent once again, as they will take on the Silver Lake Eagles on Saturday night with a trip to the state tournament on the line. For Amanda, for Kurt, for Logan, I'm Brandon. Thanks for listening. Sensational game tonight. We'll talk to you on Friday night for more high school hoops here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.